those and all your dependents.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Which here could be a lot of people.
If we have a lot of kids, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
But help, you know, it's still expensive, so if you have kids, so.
Yeah. Maybe Canadian does kids too, but I thought it was just that was just the spouse. I'm not too sure. We had to do two trips or something.
That's good.
You need it. It's just so expensive to leave, so.
You need stuff like that if you want to keep people for some amount of time.
Yeah.
What's the housing like for the guys that are here, for the pilots that are here permanently, or even yourself? Like, do they put you up?
So we have two crew houses in town.
Okay.
And then, so it's just guys that are coming in for the pool because they can't find an engineer that wants to stay up here and mechanic that wants to stay up here permanently.
Right.
So we have two guys that rotate in and out, so they do 4 weeks on, 4 weeks off.
Okay. Yeah.
And then they bring other people to help with that.
Right. Okay. Right. So they're in crew houses?
They're in the same crew houses we are.
Right.
And all that stuff. So
right.
Yeah, there's usually like a pilot crew house and an engineer crew house.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then pilots that are here more permanently, is there alternative housing, or they're in the crew house as well?
If they don't live up here, then they're in the crew house.
Right.
There's a couple guys that live up here.
Right.
But I mean they're from New Bay.
Right. So they've got a home or whatever.
Yeah, they've got a house. So.
Yeah. Yeah, those things are tricky. I mean, when you start doing the math, and I realize that competition is a little less in these areas, right? Like you stick around here long enough, you get a job. Pilot, you could probably choose to permanently stay at this base, I'm assuming.
They'd probably love it if I chose to stay at this base.
Exactly, yeah. It's less competitive work-wise, as in, like, they need people, and right? But then if you start looking at, buying groceries and rents. And
you're going to save a little bit more probably working up here, but not as much as you would.
No, costs are higher, especially if you start, getting a family, kids, and,
or buying a house.
Yeah.
Although rents are really expensive.
$1,600 plus utilities kind of idea, or?
I think it's more than that. I pay that at my place, and I think I get way cheaper than the Parks housing.
Right.
Honestly,
Parks housing is not cheap, eh? I mean,
and then
Parks
you get less. You get less than one
so it's like, and you still pay rent on top of that. So and it's not an advantage at all. And so, for convenience, I guess, if you can't find a place to rent, really, that's all it is.
Yeah,
which is weird because it used to be
reasonable
housing.
Yeah, and it's no longer the case.
No.
I think Mahoney's slightly behind what Western Ontario unit did with housing, whereas it used to all be owned by Public Works.
Well, that's the way it was here.
Yeah.
The Public Works dropped them all.
Yeah, and then Wafu bought them, right?
They had
some of them, yeah. Like a dollar, probably. that's what Mahoney did with, about six units and like six homes in Fort Simpson. And I'm assuming bought them for about a dollar, and like including the home that I'm living in now, and I pay about $1,400 in rent, and that includes utilities. And I think if on the private market it'd be about $1,600 bucks plus utilities. So, but then like you said, you don't get the federal subsidy that you don't get when you're in fixed. So I did the math. Like Sarah and I put an offer on a home in Fort Simpson in May. We didn't get it. Sucks. It was a nice house, but we did the math, and like it would have been massive annual savings to actually own a home. Like massive.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. My thoughts on staff housing, at least from the Fort Simpson perspective, is Nahani acquired them for a dollar, so zero cost. Sure, there's maintenance and whatever. But if you factor in, at least for Sarah and I, where it's just a couple new kids,
for you it's two part staff living at the
house. Yeah. So, they don't have to worry about finding housing for someone else.
But do they do that they probably deduct both.
No. It's
IPAs.
Just, well, they won rent, like,
oh, okay.
But.
Okay, good.
So from your normal allowance, do you get both of them?
Well, we each. No, we only get one. Well, we get the spousal northern allowance, right? Like the like I get it. Plus Sarah's my dependent,
mm-hmm.
or if she got it, I'd be her dependent. So it doesn't
mm-hmm.
matter. But yeah, I don't think there's that much of an advantage for the park from that perspective. But what I'm figuring is like Sarah and I, we're away all the time,
mm-hmm.
so we're pretty conscientious with like heat turned down and stuff, and like.
The wear on the actual house is
yeah.
minimal.
And utilities is pretty minimal. Summertime, we still pay the same rent, but there's no heat or anything, right? And my thoughts are, I think the honey's actually benefiting. Like, if you do the annual, yeah, like the annual math is what, like 16,000 or so that, you know, we pay in rent. And I don't think they pay that much in, like, utilities and maintenance and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. I'm almost thinking it's no longer like a hey, like here's a little perk for employees. It's more of like
mm-hmm.
a, like this is a break even slash profit for the park,
yeah.
and it makes the decision easier for staff to jump on board. Like oh,
yeah.
you got it. I was like,
but
okay,
it just yeah. makes no sense in these places. They have trouble with retention.
Yeah.
Why not try and retain your staff?
And you're not
yeah.
every time a staff moves, the government has to pay for their moving fees.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
So the
more
and
they're selling the house, and selling their house,
yeah,
like it's amazing.
The more that happens, if you make them stay 1 year longer because they're saving a lot of money at the staff housing, you'd end up even or and have less issues. Like it's just
yeah,
it's just so. Just not for it's thinking in the moment, not
yeah
thinking
mm-hmm.
on a long term scale.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
so stupid.
Yeah,
but
yeah. I assume in your time here, you've seen a lot of
yeah. Oh, the
stuff.
Rent has gone up a lot just recently, and it's like
has it?
Well, as soon as Public Works sold it to Parks Canada,
it went up.
And they just increased it this year.
Yeah, and again.
And you can't get, if you're a single person, like, or you're a manager or show, you buy yourself in a 3-bedroom place, you're not allowed to have a roommate. You can't even have someone else in.
Right, because then she'd be like.
But you can have a spouse, so she's like, well, I can just, you know, pretend she's my spouse, but
yeah. Yeah, those are the rules, right?
Yeah.
So that no one has like a flop house. Like it's not a park house being rented to like 15 other people.
Right.
She would
yeah.
get more VTA if she pretended to have
I know.
A spouse.
She has a spouse, but he doesn't live there.
Yeah, exactly.
He lives in
Victoria. Vacation travel allowance.
Yeah. Yeah, whenever your employer is also in charge of your housing, it's. The less of that you have, I think,
mm-hmm.
the better, right? Because all these things then just go away, right? And it's not
good. It's also nice just having it separate, right?
I'm happy I'm separate from Park, because I would hate dealing with our finance manager every day on that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
we have this poor guy, Peyton, man.
And David.
Yeah, David,
mm-hmm.
they both. David puts up with it somehow, but Peyton really gets pissed.
Mm-hmm.
Is he my neighbor right now?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. He's got like 3 freezers outdoors. He's got like,
yeah.
I don't care because I'm just there temporarily, but he's
yeah.
got crap all over the yard. Like,
yeah. that's normal for him. That
yeah.
is a normal
yeah.
burn. I think it drives Suzanne crazy, but he doesn't care.
Cause right.
Maybe that's
he's
why
paying
he does
that
it.
Much rent. He's
yeah.
going to use all the electricity he can.
Yeah. Yeah.
Although I think they have to start paying their electricity soon.
Oh, really?
I don't know. But it's because he hunts the caribou
mm.
traditional harvest.
I figured it would be okay, yeah.
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 And whales.
So I gotta pay for it? I'm fucking use it all.
Just like 30 freezers.
Yeah.
Starts a little side business.
Yeah.
Freeze your caribou.
Store it for other people.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
But if they start charging them.